is a burning thing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to Donald Trump. People have just reviewed the financial reports, Trump's campaign, some financial reports out of Arizona, and it turns out that Donald Trump paid $6,000. In fact, $6,037. $6,000 to an Arizona legislator named Mark Fincham, who is one of the leaders in trying to overturn the election results in Arizona. And the given reason for the money was some kind of consulting services. Now, you cannot pay legislators to overturn the certification of a presidential race. That's a crime. You can't bribe them. But what if they simply report it as consulting services? And this individual says, well, at a personal conviction, regardless of the money, I was going to vote to overturn it anyway. And I wanted to give him my reasons, and those reasons he might want to use with other legislators. And he was kind enough to give me some coin of the realm. I don't like that. That does not pass the sniff test. And frankly, if this had been a New York legislator, a California legislator, Wisconsin or Illinois legislator, this would be investigated by a prosecutor. But in Arizona, who knows? Donald Trump gave $6,037 to an Arizona legislator who helped them try to overturn the election certification in Arizona. And that gives rise to a lot of other questions. Did he pay any money in Pennsylvania? Did he pay any in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia, in Nevada? These are all the swing states. Doesn't do him any good to do it in Alabama. He won Alabama anyway. Doesn't do him any good to do it in New York and California because he ain't winning either one of those. From the six swing states, and Arizona's right at the top of the list, that is what has happened. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes open. And let us find out what money, if any, it went to any other legislators who then in turn tried to overturn the election certification. There are a lot of pieces of work in the Republican congressional delegation. Two of the biggest pieces of work are a guy named Louis Gohmert out of Texas, and also another guy named Andy Briggs. There's another guy named Andrew Clyde out of Georgia. And you know something? Louis Gohmert is the guy who didn't want to wear a mask on the floor of the House. So when he was forced to, he'd do it. And then the minute no one was looking, he'd put it down over his chin. And you've seen these kind of people in stores where they say mask required, and then they don't cover their nose and their mouth. And they go up and down the aisles, and every once in a while somebody catches them and tells them to put it back up. But at some point, if people are not in good faith, all you can do is exclude them. And that's hard to do on the floor of the House of Representatives because the guy was elected by a constituency in Texas. That's Louis Gohmert. Anyway, Louis Gohmert and one of the Andrews, this one was Clyde, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Louis Gohmert of Texas, have each been fined $5,000. By Nancy Pelosi for avoiding the metal detectors that are required to get on the floor of the Congress. Now, why are there metal detectors? They're metal detectors because some of these people are packing, they're carrying right on the floor. Lauren Boebert said, I took my Glock there right on the floor. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has said people have the right to pack on the floor. And Louis Gohmert said the same thing. And Andrew Clyde popped his head out of the weeds, and he's apparently the same way. So Nancy Pelosi had metal detectors put on the door entrance to the floor itself. Up until now, it's apparently lawful. I think this is a bad idea for these members of Congress and their staff to carry weapons into the Capitol. They can carry them in their offices, in the hallways. You or I could not. You or I could not, but they can. Why should they be able to and not us? The truth is nobody should. Why do you want weapons in the Capitol? The weapons should be in the police who protect these people. But then when Nancy Pelosi found out that some of these lowlifes have been bringing weapons onto the floor itself. Now, remember, there is the tensions are very high in the Congress right now. There was a case where one member of Congress, Connor Lamb from Pennsylvania, you may remember this about several weeks ago, got up to give a speech about certification of the election, and he said that the Republicans were lying. Now, lying is a word that is not used on the floor of the House of Representatives as a courtesy. No law that says you can't do it, but it's a courtesy in the House of Representatives. And when he said that, a couple of the punk legislators from the right wing of the Republican caucus got up and started to walk towards him. Now, Connor Lamb is a combat veteran. He can take care of himself, but there were several of these people. So Eric Swalwell of California got up, and it was literally the Sharks and the Jets. The Sharks and the Jets. And Nancy Pelosi stopped in and told them all to keep quiet and go back to their seats. But I don't want these people having weapons on the floor of the House. Who knows what they'll do, quite frankly. And if you think that's unlikely they'd do anything, read a little history. Go back and look at the 1860s. Go back and look at the 1860s, where a South Carolina congressman got so angry over the slavery difference, he took a cane and almost beat to death a U.S. Senator, Charles Sumner from Massachusetts, as he sat there, hit him over the head, crippled him, kept beating him. If he'd had a gun on the floor, would have shot him. We don't want guns on the floor. Anyway, Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde don't like the metal detectors, so they won't go through them. So what Nancy Pelosi has done is she's going to fine them and keep doubling the fine. That comes out of their paychecks. The problem I have with that is I think it's great. I'm glad Nancy did it. But what happens if you have a multimillionaire member of Congress who's trying to make a cheap point? Or what happens if you have any member of Congress and you have multi-billionaire right-wing nut donors who simply contribute that much more money to his campaign, and he is legally entitled to take it for living expenses if he declares it as income? If he has a brain in his head, he'll do that. So it can be circumvented. But at some point, don't you say, look, Republicans, Gohmert, Clyde, the rest of you, Bobbert, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, is there any semblance of humanity? Is there any semblance of good faith that we all agree that the rule is you can't bring a weapon onto the floor? And so some of you have, and that's why we have metal detectors. You go through them. You go through them. Well, stay tuned. This is what is happening. And these people on the Republican side are going to continue to press the issue. They press the issue. You take a guy like Typhoid Randy Paul, who's had COVID, doesn't believe in masks, won't wear a mask on the Senate floor. He walk up to his colleagues, the Democrats, and breathe on them, cough on them, speak loudly, form of sadism. Typhoid Randy Paul. His name is Randy, you know. It's not Rand Paul. He wasn't baptized Rand Paul. He's Randy Paul. He knocked the Y off to sound fancy. Bad news. A hack, generally disregarded, but unfortunately in the Senate, they have special rules. They all have pretty high opinion of themselves. One senator can tie things up for a long time. He routinely does it. Won't wear a mask. What do you do with that? What do you do with that when there are people who will not conduct themselves in a human fashion? Speaking of which, Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a press conference after she was stripped of her committee assignments by the majority in the House of Representatives, including all the Democrats, and 11 Republicans. 11 Republicans said, we don't want somebody who advocates the assassination of the Speaker, a former president, and a former presidential candidate. We don't want it. So is she repentant? You know, beforehand, she groveled a little bit and said, I realize the error of my ways in liking QAnon, and I feel bad about those shootings. They did occur. 9/11 did occur. I was wrong on that. She never, ever, ever, even then, withdrew her comments of assassination of the speaker and the former president and presidential candidate. But after they stripped her of her committee assignments, then she went full frontal QAnon. She goes, the Dems and the 11 Republicans are morons. She calls them morons. She says, they don't know how much they've helped me and benefited me by giving me a lot of publicity. And you know, that guy, David Hogg, that Parkland student that I stalked, and yelled at him for wanting to go to the Capitol and talk about guns in schools. And I said, well, beforehand, I thought a lot highly of him. Well, I'm glad I did it. You know, when you have people in the House of Representatives, what that means is you have a constituency. Congressional constituencies are a little over 700,000 people, except for Wyoming, which gets an automatic congressman, even though they only have 600,000 people because they're a state. They only get one, you get two senators. But in Georgia, that means 700 some odd thousand people thought this is the kind of person we want. And they did man in the street interviews. And some of these people make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. Now, her Democratic general election opponent dropped out, so she was unopposed. And in the primary, though, she had a medical doctor. I think he was a neurologist. Weak guy, quiet guy, probably conservative. Probably I don't agree with him. But he did not advocate assassination. And that was not good enough for these people. So there's obviously something going on in the country. We all know it. I don't think it's limited to Trump. I think Trump was the symptom. She's a symptom, and we've got to get to the root of it. But there you have what's happening in Georgia with Marjorie Taylor Greene. People who did it to her are morons, and she's glad she did what she did. Okay, we're coming to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.